Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We have a president, head of our country. Whether you like our president or not, you should respect the office. And if you were allowed to come into the president's office to see the president, and there's the desk and the Oval Office and everything, should you just run in there and fall over the desk and go, Oh, Mr. President. Should you do that?
No.
Do people pray that way?
Yes.
Why? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, oh. And what he's saying is, what? What? Is God intelligent?
Yes.
Is he aware?
Yes.
Is he smart?
Yes.
Oh, that don't cover it. No. Smart. Yes. Does he know the end from the beginning? Does
yes.
he know?
Yes, he does.
Is the throne greater than any president or prime minister's office has ever been? And except for Jesus, we wouldn't even have a right to come there. Do you know that? We wouldn't be fit to come there, wouldn't have a right to come there. But because of what Jesus has done for us, he has made us worthy to be able to come boldly to the throne of grace. Is it true or not?
Yes, it is.
Should we remind ourselves what we're doing? By faith, where we're going? In the spirit, we're not limited and confined to physical place. Look, hold your place here, and they'll put it on the screen for us. Hebrews 4:16 that I'm referring to. Hebrews 4:16. What does it say? Let us what? Come groveling? Yeah, no, not proudly, but not ashamed either. Yeah, but I've messed up and I've done this and you're thinking too much about yourself. You need to have more faith in what Jesus has done for you. You're either washed or you're not. You're either forgiven or you're not. You're either cleansed or you're not. You've either been made righteous and made holy or you're not. Nothing we've earned, nothing we deserved, but everything he gave, he just gave it to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we are to accept
yes.
what he gave us
yes.
and to put on his righteousness
yes.
and receive
yes.
his holiness.
Yes. Thank you.
And robed in that righteousness,
yes.
we can walk right in.
Come on.
We can walk right into the
yes.
throne room. Why? Because
yes.
he can walk right in. You couldn't walk right in, but he could walk right in. And now that he's given you his righteousness, you can walk right in too, because it's his righteousness you're walking in with. Come on, can you see this or not? People talk about in prayer bombarding the gates of heaven. What you doing out there? Did he say, let us go bombard the gates?
No.
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 Come
boldly.
Not haughtily, not
right.
proudly, but confidently.
Right.
Confidently. Come confidently unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Every time we need something, and then all the times we don't need something, we can come to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And no matter what situation it may be, and you think, well, I don't know what to do. Yeah, but you know somebody who does.
That's right.
It's time to pray.
Yes.
When you pray.
Amen.
When you pray.
Right.
Come on, help your neighbor again. Say, when you pray.
When you pray.
Now, let's go back to Matthew. Because we pray. He said, Matthew 6, After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven. It'd probably help you to change the King James English and not run it all together, especially if you've prayed this religiously and prayed it as a vain repetition. You got to change up some things. Because the Lord warned us, do not do it like that. Don't be like that. Isn't it amazing that the very thing He said, don't do it, millions of people have done. Our Father, you need to be cognizant, you need to be aware of your relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And that because of what Jesus has done, you have a right to approach Him and talk to Him. And Him listen to you. It's great for other people to pray for you, but other people can't do all your praying for you. And you need to know God will hear you, just you. Not you and other people if y'all are praying. He will hear just you. Just you. Just you. My Father, who's in heaven, holy is your name. If you don't come to Him with reverence, and respect and honor, you're already off to a bad start, indication your prayer may not get answered. If you come in with no respect, don't know who He is, don't know who you are, say it out loud, My Father, who's in heaven, holy is your name. Hallelujah. Can you see you're coming in acknowledging I'm not just in the president's office, right? I am coming in to where nobody for thousands of years, nobody could go. Only the high priest on one occasion a year after special preparation could come into the Holy of Holies and only just for a little while to accomplish the mission. Now you, me, every believer can come boldly before the throne of grace and remind ourselves who I'm talking to. Hallowed be thy name. What's the next part? Now let's just stop. Why are we reading this? Because a big weakness of human beings, we don't know what to pray for like we ought. But the Lord told us some things to pray for. And we need to keep that in mind. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So much revelation here. The first thing we seek Him about and pray about and ask about is not what we want, not what we need. You don't lead with what you need. Say it out loud, don't lead with what you need. We'll get to that later, right? That shouldn't be priority. Because what you want is not more important than what He wants. And your plan's not better than His plan. And the main thing is not building your kingdom, but building His. Your kingdom come, say it out loud, your kingdom come, your will be done. You're acknowledging He is the Almighty God, He's the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and by the mercy and goodness of the Lord Jesus, He's now your Father. And you can come right into His presence, talk to Him. And if you know He cares about you and loves you, He's proven that without question. If you care about Him and know anything about Him, then you would know Jesus talked much about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And you would be interested in what the Father wants accomplished in the earth and in His overall plan. And if you know the truth, then your needs and your wants and your things really pale in comparison to this. Not that he doesn't care, but we need to have our priorities right. And getting our priorities right is key to our needs getting met too. I mean, we don't need abundant provision to run from God and do our own thing. And we don't need all of his healing just so we can sin without pain. If we don't care anything about his kingdom, his plan, what he wants done in the earth, never think about it enough to even ask him or talk to him about it or try to find out about it, why should he be so involved with us? Is he going to substitute our plan for his? And go, well, hey, in your case, just forget my plan. What do you want to do? He wouldn't be doing us any favors. Because his plan is the plan. It's the best. Said out loud, your kingdom come.
Your kingdom.
Your will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. Even though if you didn't pray this phrase every day, and you got to watch about praying it repetitiously, these tenets of prayer should be in you. Every time we come to him, we should acknowledge who he is and what he is. Every time we come to him to pray, we should acknowledge that his plan is the main thing we need to know. What he's doing in the earth is the main thing we should be interested in. And if we're smart, we'll realize that's also where our provision is and our healing is, right? And our happiness and our fulfillment is in finding and fulfilling his plan. Somebody say, his plan.
His plan.
His plan.
His plan.
Is this what you should pray for? This is what you should pray for, as you ought. Also, there's all kind of revelation that people have not accepted. God's will is obviously not being done in its entirety in the earth. Or he wouldn't tell us to pray that it would be. Which means everything that's happening down here, not everything that's happening, is the will of God. There are all kinds of things happening on this planet that are not the will of God, that don't please him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me